think about you. I think about love. Darling, if I live without you, I live without love.
A lot when I'm alone.
Yo, that's him right up there. Stop the car right here.
Gang violence.
Gunshots on 5th and Vine.
Police. Jail. A family.
It's gonna be okay.
A brother alone.
Hey, little man, come here. What you got in your bag?
A sister afraid. A father worried.
Son, are you okay?
A child without. A mother counting the days till her boy is home.
I just hope my baby's safe.
These are the sounds of gang violence. From the day you're sentenced, your family starts facing the true hard time with you. Something to think about before you commit a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
Your name is Big Brother. You say that you're watching me on the telly. Seeing me go nowhere. that you're tired of me protesting. Children dying every day. My name is nobody, but I can't wait to see your face inside my door. You got me all in your notebook, writing it down every day. Your name is I'll see.
Your name
you.
Is I'll see you.
I'll change if you vote me in as a president of your soul. Election time. Hi. Just live with us wall to wall. You've killed all our leaders. I don't even have to do nothing to you. You cause your own country to fall.
I believe in total equality between man and woman, but that equality can only come about when the female partner is willing to confess her total inferiority.
Oh, and wouldn't you know it, I have a whole bag of chicks over there to play with that we haven't explored yet.
Give him a little extra beating for me.
Don't you think he's still going to be as curious by the time we're done with him?
I think that he's going to be crawling after us begging for more.
Me.
I shall resign the presidency effective at noon tomorrow.
Here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage, we are bringing you a theme called Sounds of the 70s, featuring the British band Bad Company, plus songs from Stevie Wonder's epic 1972 album, Talking Book. We began with Paul Simon and Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard. An outstanding example of a song with enough ambiguity to get people wondering and hook them in. What was it that the mama saw that the boys were doing? We don't know, but it could be a lot of different things. And that's kind of behind the universality of art. And then we heard from the Rolling Stones And one of the best examples of a guitar effect known as a phaser, and that's actually an MXR Phase 100. The Rolling Stones and Shattered from their Some Girls album. And then Bad Company, Feel Like Making Love. And you know, one thing I wanted to say about that band is their singer, and he's also quite an accomplished musician in other ways. He plays guitar and other instruments, Paul Rodgers. And man, what a beautiful looking 1970s lead singer rock star. And I think he's a wonderful example of a real rock star who lived at the top of it all and figured out how to live his life responsibly. He left Bad Company when they were more or less at the top, but he wanted to spend more time with his family. And in reflections later on, his guitar player, Mick Ralphs, they were upset at the time, but he realized that something was going to happen. The pressure was really going, and well, you know, there's certainly a lot of musicians who've essentially hoped that they die before they got old. And I was reading some comments on a web article yesterday, and it was about healthy eating and things like that. And somebody was basically saying, I want to eat what I want to eat, and if I die when I'm 50, I'm fine with that, because I want to live my life the way that I want to live. And when you're young, in your teens and your 20s, yeah, maybe that attitude seems reasonable. But as you get older, being healthy, being able to walk around, to climb stairs without huffing and puffing, so many other things. I guess maybe a key thought that I've been pondering recently is there really are plenty of old, rich people who would give all of their money, all of it, to trade places, to trade a body with a younger person, even, you know, trade lives with a younger person who's got a healthy body and years, decades of life, if hopefully ahead of them, rather than, you know, people in their 70s, 80s with just a few years of life, but millions of dollars. If you're in a wheelchair or worse yet, a bed, what does all that money buy you? Life is for living, and hopefully money helps you do that. But having a whole pile of money and being stuck somewhere with poor health, that's terrible. So, yes, Paul Rodgers seems like he's got his life together, and he's gone on to do so many other great musical projects outside of Bad Company, like The Firm with Jimmy Page and working with the remaining band members of Queen after Freddie Mercury had passed away. Well, we've got just a little under 40 minutes left before Chase Carson will be coming on with a time tunnel promptly at 10 p.m., with soul music and funk music and dance music and disco music and rhythm and blues too, plus the jazz interlude. And we got a good jazz prelude from Herbie Hancock coming up for you this evening. So, as we continue your Friday night sound collage party with Bad Company and Stevie Wonder, we're going to also be hearing in the next set a track from Pink Floyd's Metal album, which was released, that's the album before Dark Side of the Moon. And also some Frank Zappa and a song from Rush as well, from 2112. And also some Judas Priest in the next set. But yes, let's finish off that last set. We heard Big Brother from Stevie Wonder. And boy, you know, he had more going on with that Hohner clavinet, and he was playing the harmonica in that too. And then we had AC/DC, Walk All Over You from Highway to Hell, and Aerosmith, the title cut from their Draw the Line album. And sending that out to Paul Goodwin as well. And I wanted to mention, you know, the legislators, people in our state house who are upset that the voters legalized the recreational use of marijuana. Well, they're trying to go and overrule that with more restrictions about the number of plants that people can grow at home and raising the age from 21 to 25 and all of these other things that will help their financial supporters, like the alcoholic beverage, the alcohol liquor companies. And so I called up my state representative and state senators, Christine Barba and Pat Jalen, and talked to their representatives. And to do this, you want to be polite. Remember, they're not the enemies. They're the people who were our legislators who were urging to keep the other legislators in track. But I would strongly suggest, if you feel that the law the voters passed legalizing marijuana for adults here, keeping that law the way it was voted and passed by the people overwhelmingly, rather than trying to add new restrictions in the legislature, contact your representatives. Phone is most effective, but email is certainly better than nothing. So thank you. Well, let's get that another set going for you, starting off with Bad Company.
Baby, I want you. had a million facts at my fingertips.
That's right. They don't mean a thing, right? Because nothing worth knowing can be understood with the mind. You know what I mean? Everything really valuable has to end even with a different opening. I feel like it's disgusting imagery.
I really don't agree at all. Where would we be without rational thought?
You rely too much on your brain. The brain is the most overrated organ.
I know. You probably think I'm too cerebral.
Well, you are, you know, kind of on the brainy side. What's the difference what I think about you? God knows what you must think about me.
Well, I think you're fine. Are you kidding? I mean, you do have a tendency to get a little hostile, but I find that attractive.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm glad you do.
Basement, Barbara Riley's a very body. Don't bother Mary. Cap all that gown.
FRCY.
phony.
Catholic girls.
Hey, she gave me VD.
Catholic girls.
Tony Carboni.
With a tongue like a cow, she can make you go wild.
VD, Baldi, Voodi, right away. And that's the way they go.
Along the way we are. sure do. That's Belle Brown. We should call her Hot Chocolate. She had the softest eyes. She had these big old round brown firm You know, she would do this little trick with her mouth where she would...
It's my mother, man. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's not just a radio show. No, it's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And this evening, we've been having a real Tears of the Gods theme for you. Sounds of the 1970s, featuring the British band Bad Company, plus songs from Stevie Wonder's epic 1972 album, Talking Book. We began that last set with Bad Company's Can't Get Enough, and then Pink Floyd, One of These Days, from their 1971 metal album, the one right before Dark Side of the Moon. And then Frank Zappa, another genius from the 70s and beyond, Catholic Girls, from his Joe's Garage, Acts 1, 2, and 3 album. Then Rush, A Passage to Bangkok, from 2112. And we also had a little clip in there from actually a 1980s movie that was kind of a parody of the 1970s blaxploitation films like Shaft and yes, one with well, you heard that. And then Judas Priest, Exciter, from Unleashed in the East, their live album that was kind of a breakthrough for them. And then another amazing song with all sorts of synthesizers and the Honer clavinet. And yes, Stevie Wonder, Maybe Your Baby. And right now, this is the jazz prelude to the Time Tunnel. This is Herbie Hancock. Another crazy 1970s jazz song from him. Hang Up Your Hang-Ups. Thanks so much for listening to my sound collage this evening. It was a lot of fun making it, and, you know, once I started getting into this 1970s stuff, I just had so many tracks that I wanted to play, and in the coming weeks, I think we're going to do it again. And the theme I'm thinking of is another sound of the 1970s, but featuring Led Zeppelin and Funkadelic, because Funkadelic, George Clinton, that whole P-Funk set of bands, they really rock. Here on WMFO in Medford, stay tuned for Chasin'.